Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming out to Comic Book Club Live. Please give it up for your hosts, Justin and Pete.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Comic Book Club. I'm Justin.
I am Pete.
And that's our man in the booth, Boothman Prime.
Boothman Prime!
The king of summer, Boothman Prime.
Oh, man.
For those of you who weren't here last week, it was Pete's birthday. Look at him. Look at it. He looks... Look at that round of applause. You've never looked younger. You're in your prime. Okay, that's unnecessary.
Thanks a lot,
For those of you listening, Pete just flipped me the bird, is what we used to say when we were young. Not now anymore for you because you're much
thanks,
older.
Thanks, Goose.
Good. Cool. Thanks. So, Pete, how did you enjoy your birthday? Did you get any gifts?
I went to Comic Book Club and did the show on my birthday. You were there.
The ultimate present. Great.
Yeah. It was on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then...
No, I'm sure, but you have other things in your life.
Right. Yeah. I did a show.
Comic Book Club.
Yep. No, I also, on Friday, I did an improv show. That was fun.
Oh, nice. Very good. Yeah. And how did it go?
Went really well.
That's great.
It's so well, I went out drinking and drank way too much.
Classic birthday mistake.
The old confidence drinking. It's never good.
Oh, so you were confident and that led you to drink to keep that.
Yeah,
it was just
you're riding that like, oh man, I had such a great show, feeling great. Then just you're drinking like that. You don't have normal body. You know, you just drink like they're, oh, I'm 21.
Like you're a child again.
Yeah, exactly.
And now that you're 22, it must be harder to keep that up.
Oh, yeah, it's awful, yeah. Yeah, the Saturday was just a wash.
Oh, the whole day is just
wiped
out?
The whole day, I was just like, nope.
That's great.
I had to send a bunch of emails and apologize to people.
You did?
Yeah, I had a whole bunch of plans.
That filled your day? You had to send apology emails?
Yeah. It was just, you know, I mean, that was my birthday weekend, so there was all this stuff, but I was way too hungover to do any of it.
Oh, I thought you meant you were apologizing for what you said or did the night you were out.
Oh, no.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but thanks. Thanks for caring.
Well, and that's what you said it, and I was like, oh, of course, Pete ruined everything. And then an email apology. Thank you for sending that, by the way. It made a big difference in how I feel about you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
After all these years, the email really kind
of... Yeah, the apology email fixed a lot of bumps in the road. We've been doing the show for those of you who haven't been here before, we've been doing the show for many years.
Yeah.
Guess how many years? Shout out. People new to the show. No, not you. You've seen it before, right? Shout out how many years you think we have been friends doing this show. Seven. Great guess. Anybody else? That's a long time, by the way. Any other guess? Higher, lower? Four? They're like, couldn't be seven. That's insane.
Yeah, it's insane.
4 years is long. That's longer. That's college. There's no way anything has done anyone longer than college. Mm-hmm. And here we are. The correct answer is actually 10 years we've been doing this show. Yeah. We're like the granddaddy of podcasts.
Yeah, we've been doing the show so long. The pit used to just be this theater. They sold the space, bought a new space the whole time while we're doing this show. We had to find a new place for the show and then came all the way back.
It's like if someone was playing SimCity, they would build us first. And then the SimCity would grow around it. Yeah. And see, that's so old that no one even knows what I'm talking about. So that's a perfect full circle.
We should start our show.
Let's start the show. Yay. We're very excited for our guest. He's an award-winning writer. Please on the stage, Mr. Ben Holbrook.
Yeah! Ben, welcome to the show.
Down.
Yeah, there he is. There he is. Welcome
Look
to the show.
Him. Put on the jacket.
Grab a chair.
Great.
Grab a microphone. Hang out.
Grab a
Thank
grab
you guys.
A beer.
Thank you guys for having
here.
Me.
You bet.
Oh, it's a, it's a pleasure to see you again, my friend.
It's always good to see you, Pete.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
You guys are friends.
Yeah. We know each other way back in the day.
Well, we have a very long and turbulent past.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
So we're going to settle some old scores here tonight. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Ben, you are an award-winning writer. You do like a million things.
I do too many things.
Well, congrats. That's awesome.
Thank you. I normally feel good about it until I'm doing all of them at once.
Yeah.
And then it's really frustrating. Yeah. But I'm primarily a playwright. I spend most of my time in the theater. But I also write and direct films. I have a podcast that I'll talk about in a little bit.
Very stressful thing to have.
Yeah. I have
the worst, right?
Podcast?
Oh,
why are you guys doing this to yourself?
I don't know.
If only the people listening could see just how relaxed you two are in these chairs right now.
I know, we're like, oh, God, this is so stressful. I have my legs crossed, leaning back. I'm sunning myself in these lights.
We
I
have
Osho
beers.
The beer. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
I know, that's why.
Cheers.
It's like being on vacation all the time.
But yeah, a million different things, and I also just recently started a small company with a friend of mine.
A small company.
It's just little.
Okay,
great. There's three of us.
Is it like a sandwich shop, or is it something?
Well, now that you mention it, maybe that's what we should have done.
Doubles.
I'm very good at making sandwiches. That's another thing I do.
Lunch happens every day. I always say that.
No, we're a multimedia company, so... We have two podcasts. We have an app.
Oh, damn.
We are putting together several small like web series.
So what's the root of it? You started the company to be like, I want to make this type of content.
Yeah.
What type is that?
Content for, I would say, if I'm being super romantic, content for like dreamers and creators.
Oh, nice.
So the type of the type of podcast that we're releasing is a science fiction comedy podcast that I started developing about a year ago. And we have released two episodes online. It's called Kepler's Ark.
Kepler's Ark. Cool.
You can go to keplersark.com. You can find us on any major podcast distributor. But it got caught up in a snag with the original company that was producing it. And so I used the opportunity after a while to buy it back for my own company. I was thinking, well...
Oh, man, this is like, there's corporate takeovers in
this thing. Wow, damn.
Yeah. Exciting.
It was really cutthroat. I walked in.
The podcast industry, people don't know this, it's a nightmare. Everyone, it's like 1980s Wall Street.
Actually,
there's so much cocaine.
I will say that this is a really interesting thing. I had a conversation with my friend Mac Rogers, who... did you guys listen to The Message?
Yeah.
He did The Message, and he's doing one now called Steal the Stars, which I think is being released like today.
Oh, wow.
But he was talking about how there are like IP, intellectual property farms, because the whole idea of creating a fictional episodic podcast is it's an old idea, but it's kind of a new frontier of content creation. And so now there are these intellectual property farms. They're like buying up these ideas and having these writers develop the ideas. And it is very cutthroat because later on somebody from like, you know, Fox or Sony will come and they'll say, well, we really like this podcast. We want to buy this idea and turn it into a movie. And the writer gets nothing.
Yeah.
Oh,
typical.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Oh, man, yeah. That sounds like a dystopian future for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For, you know, dreamers.
I have
for
always dreamers. Wanted to do one of those old school podcasts where it's just like, mostly Foley stuff, where it's like, I was walking.
Oh, you mean radio?
Yeah, it's like radio, yeah.
Like the first podcast.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's just a 24-hour podcast in your car.
I don't know about all that, but I just wanted to, get
that's
like...
That's what a radio is.
sure, yeah, yeah. But I wanted to do like a show where it's mainly just like, you're making fun of the fact of like fun Foley art, where you're just like, I'm walking down the street, and it's just like...
And clip, clap.
Yeah. Clip, clap, clip,
and
clap.
Yeah.
I slip on a banana peel. And
yeah, yeah. Woo! Just like having fun with that, yeah.
I mean, let me just open this up for you. Feel free to bring some props if you want to make some fun
noises. Yeah. I could just do something in the corner.
You have all this weird shit there anyway.
What are you talking about? Weird
shit.
You have
a Punisher shrine.
This is my Punisher shrine. Thank you. Thank you.
That better Punisher be the Punisher himself out there. Flooding.
There's nothing wrong with the Punisher shrine.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm saying you have a little desk with a pile of things. Yeah. If you want to make weird sound effects, add some of that to it. You can have like a piece of aluminum, and if it's like, a storm is here, it's like,
nice. Yeah, that'd be great.
You should definitely do that. Yeah, that'd be great. It'd be so fun.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to start doing that.
Do you want to try to steal this idea and sell it to Fox? Because I feel like we just farmed this.
I do, but I don't want to steal from Pete.
I do it all the time. It's not a problem. He's like the giving tree. But unfortunately, he's in the stump part of it now. Yeah. It's like the end. Yeah. There's nothing left to give.
He's been milking me for so long.
It's the audience over here believed it enough to be like to feel bad for you.
Yeah,
they're like, fuck, you're right. He's just a stump now. And I'm gonna sit out of you and be like, thank you for raising me.
They've taken everything from
him.
But he still wants to give.
No.
It's true.
Anyways,
we're talking
about
him.
Sorry, that we really landed on something there, an emotional moment.
Oh, it's all good.
You have one podcast out, and you're working on the second. You said
we're working on a second. It's in a much shorter form.
This one's really like it feels like a new form, though. You were telling us earlier.
Yeah. This is going to be so my friend Jonah Q, who does like musical scores. He's a part of our company. He's the third person. He does musical scores, and he likes to make smooth R&B.
Oh, man.
He just released an album called The Foreigner, and after he released it, I was like, hey, I have this idea. We should do an episodic musical, like, fantasy comic.
Wow.
Where we create, like, a smooth R&B just like a like fantasy just, story for people to listen to.
Just when you that start talking awesome. About this, your voice got smoother.
Yeah.
Your voice just dipped like, into like a smooth.
Yeah.
That's what you did.
That's just what the word smooth does.
That's a great word.
He can't take credit for the word smooth.
No, it's true.
Can't.
But you're mastering it right now.
I mean, say smooth R&B and see what happens.
It's just a little bit of smooth. Oh my God, I can't stop. Ooh, R&B. Great.
See, it's amazing.
So many O's. So you guys are going to release, how's it going to come out? Like song by song, building toward one final story?
Yeah, it's gonna release song by song. And yeah, it's going to comprise like a whole story when it's done. We'll probably do it in chapters, depending on how well received it is. But right now we're looking at something... more so in the fantasy realm of things, so something more like Final Fantasy-esque.
Oh, very cool.
He really wants to explore just like people joining your party and like going on a quest together.
Yeah, you're talking about like mages, sword guys.
Yeah.
The other ones.
The other guys, yeah.
Wizards.
Dwarves and...
Yeah, dwarves.
And monsters.
Somebody with a giant sword.
Yeah,
so you can't believe sword. Like you can't really lift that.
You can't lift that you can't really, sword.
You can't lift that sword, and then they can. That.
And then they can for no reason. They never explain how.
No,
yeah, it's very. I always think it's
the
very
smallest
thin.
Person with a huge sword.
I always think it's like wide but very thin, so it's like light. They keep it light.
Maybe it's made of aluminum or something.
It's a shitty sword.
Yeah, it is.
Like a foil sword.
Yeah. There you go. I don't explain lifting it, but. Nothing
that's
else.
A song. I think that's a song.
Yeah. There you go.
Lift the sword. That's so great.
The aluminum sword of love. There you go.
Oh, shit. Yeah, right. Of course, it has to be all come back to love.
It's got to.
That's awesome. So tell us where we can check out all that stuff.
So our company is called Full Metal Workshop. So you can go to our website, fullmetalworkshop.com. You can go to facebook.com/fullmetalworkshop. We have a Patreon that's about to go live. You can visit patreon.com/fullmetalworkshop.
Any website /fullmetalworkshop. Chase.com/fullmetalworkshop.
You have access to our bank account immediately.
That's great.
So
you're everywhere. That's just where you want to be. Awesome. Well, let's move on to our next section, which we like to call The Stack.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. So in The Stack, we're going to talk about three comics that came out this past week. Go to bat for them. First, let's talk about a book called Saga. Yeah. Saga number 45. Anybody out there reading this?
Yeah, you should be. You should be.
Ben?
Yeah.
We've ruined your experience with this book.
You have. All right, so I'm not caught up on Saga. I've read like the first... 6 trade paperbacks. Okay.
That's like a lot of them.
Yeah. And so I just got the most recent one, but it's actually sitting on my girlfriend's nightstand.
Oh, what a great spot for it.
It's a great spot for her.
Ah, nice.
But I'm cat sitting in Red Hook right now, so I can't read it. So I'm not caught up.
Okay.
So reading this.
But you had to read this out of order. Yeah, that must have been real fun.
I was like, oh, well. This is very interesting, what happens in the future. I wonder what happened to get us to this point.
That's a great way to look at the world. Are you lying, cat sitting?
Ooh, nice.
This cat is brutally honest.
Nice. Another great character.
And she does always know when I'm lying. but this book is... is so incredible. I'm just in love with the whole world of Saga.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, the combination of art and writing on this is just unbelievable, and especially the way the kind of storyteller, they just have like this kind of handwriting that goes over the art, and it just kind of lightly kind of touches the pages, and it's just, everything's so magical and amazing about it. Every time I open up a Saga, it's just like, oh, what is going to happen? Because you have no idea.
And it's funny, that because this is like maybe the most like emotionally charged comic on the stands right now. Like it is, there's so much. These characters are go through it, and you get to feel everything that they're feeling at the same time. And you don't have any emotion, so this is me like this is like an overdose every time you.
Yeah, it's. I'm so used to just you know, Punisher, where everything is just die. So I have no emotions, but this is like
live.
Yeah, what am I feeling? Yeah, caring for people is weird. It's a different. It's a different kind of existence.
That's good. Yeah, this is a doctor prescribed this comic to you. A psychologist to maybe feel again. And it's also like it's a crazy complex story as well, but it's just told so well that it's the two people from warring worlds. One is like technology based, one magic based, and they fall in love. They make a child, and the child's the narrator. She tells the story from her perspective, and now they're on this planet where it's like a place you go to have an abortion in the universe.
Yeah,
and they maybe have a miscarriage on their hands, and it's all this like very intense stuff. Yeah, but all told through this like sci-fi fantasy lens, it's amazing.
It really is, and this issue is no exception to that. I mean, you have. The you know, spoiler, the mom almost dies in this. I mean, it's and they usually have these like amazing first pages. Mm-hmm, or in this one, they made the choice of the last page.
which is so weird.
It's just, and they make these kind of crazy mashup characters that you can't like. When someone's like, oh, yeah, I heard Saga's really great. Tell me about it. Well, there's this character who's got, like, an old TV for a head.
Yeah.
And an old laser for an arm. And they're just like, what? I thought this was a good comic. And it's, it's hard to describe, it is such an amazing, amazing comic.
I would say these are some of the coolest, most beautiful, freakiest, creepiest character designs you can definitely find.
Let me show you the last page if you're standing in the crowd. This is a like freaky. A multi-breasted wolf man or woman, I guess, technically.
Woman, I would say.
Well, I don't know. We don't know yet. With blood hands.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
old blood hands.
Covered in blood.
That's that would terrify a child.
Saying something that seems benevolent, but which is probably like
you're in
to
such
be
very
red.
Good hands, but those hands are covered in blood,
so it's probably more ominous.
So that's
than
probably
that.
Seems like a trick.
Ugh, never trust a wolf that comes out of a house to greet you with bloody hands.
Yeah, that's a good. That's
my grandma.
You could have stopped with never trust a wolf. I think.
No, then, come on, man. Wolves are great. You can't just say that about a wolf.
What, you trust a wolf?
Yeah.
What do you mean? When do you, like, you're in the woods and a wolf comes up, you're like, this is fine.
They're very noble creatures.
Yes, thank you.
They're
very
noble creatures?
Yeah, very noble.
Yeah.
What does that mean? They're noble. How does that, they wear, like, crowns and, like, capes?
If
what do you
give a wolf a crown, he'll probably wear it.
Yeah, probably will.
Well, good luck on your camping trip, guys. I think it's going to go well. Let's move on with our next book, a book we haven't talked about in a long time, X-Men Blue number 8. We haven't talked about the X-Men. X-Men, very popular. Right? Used to be popular.
Yeah.
They still are. I mean, there's a lot of...
Non-comics anymore. It's kind of like the Marvel has just been like, yeah, whatever, X-Men's...
I've actually been really curious about that because, I mean, A, this book, I used to read X-Men a ton when I was younger.
Me too.
And it was still kind of... They were still coasting off of Chris Claremont's run. Mm. So you had all those amazing characters and amazing stories. This, I was so lost.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah, but I was really curious about X-Men because do you guys think, and maybe you guys have talked about this before, that they're slowly phasing out the X-Men in favor of the Inhumans just because of, like, movie rights?
Do you feel like the Inhumans are in a better place than the X-Men?
I mean, they're getting
a new
show.
They have a TV show. They're releasing it in IMAX first.
Yeah.
The X-Men, they have nothing going.
Trying to, like, downsize one and push the
other. Yeah, it's...
that is the state of affairs, and you really hope that's not what's driving this. Is yeah. you know, just because they're like, we have to sell stuff, and this is what we have rights to, because it's like that's the shitty part of comics. But yeah, it does seem that way. It's hard to argue with that.
Yeah.
But do you feel like this is impenetrable to get in? Continuity wise?
Yeah, if you want to start from this point, I mean, I would definitely recommend starting with issue number one of this, because I just saw a blonde Wolverine who's yeah. not Wolverine.
Yeah, that was my question. I was like, who the fuck is this guy?
Pete's mad about him. It's a simple story. I'll just break it down real quick for you. So these are the original X-Men that have jumped forward in time because time was broken. They can't go back in time. So they're living in the same time as their future selves.
Isn't that weird in the X-Men universe.
Right, totally right. normal. So this, we're all on the same page. They've now gone into a secret place with Magneto, and they're hiding in a base. Magneto refuses to show his identity, so these bad mutants have come, who used to be good mutants, but now they're sort of up to no good,
right.
including the older version of Beast, who is chasing the younger version of Beast on the opposite sides of it. They're the same person.
For fun or for what?
It seems like not for fun.
Okay.
It seems like they're both pretty serious about it.
He wants to kill younger Beast?
I think
or
he's
he
just up to
now.
Yeah, we don't really know. That's the thing.
Okay, cool.
But it's super simple. So then the White Queen used to date old Scott Summers, but now she's here in this room with the young Scott Summers, so it's sort of like
and
a weird psychosexual.
Well, yeah, let's go get the younger version, obviously, yeah.
Exactly. Erectile dysfunction took away her ability. That's sort of a subplot.
Yeah, that's a sub. Yeah, I don't know why you're even getting into that right now.
So the Wolverine story is simple. In an alternate universe, the Ultimate Universe, Wolverine had a son, and he was there. Now he was moved to this universe, and now he's living here, wearing the same clothes.
Do we know who the mom is?
I don't know.
Ah.
Is that a thing that would be like a fun mystery, or is that just not something we're worried about?
If it was happening to you, it would be a mystery.
Yeah. I mean, if I was Wolverine, I'd be like, who's your mom?
Yeah. I would have questions, too.
Yeah.
We have questions. You know, I mean...
Yeah, if you want to know who Wolverine's mom is, imagine how bad he wants to know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but also just... It's cool. He's wearing... All right, so this is new Wolverine. He's blonde. He's wearing the old Wolverine costume.
Right.
The brown and yellow confusing. One. And he doesn't seem to wear a mask, and he's nice. He's not...
Yeah, he's not Wolverine.
He's not surly like Wolverine.
So we know the mom must be nicer than Wolverine.
All right.
I mean, that's got to be part of it.
He's half nice jeans.
Yeah, he's got some nice jeans.
So we're onto something here.
Yeah,
it's a mystery being solved.
I think for those of you not reading it, I think that's a pretty fair breakdown of the book, right?
What sucks about this comic is the fact of, like, they remind you that the comic used to be cool. Like, there's this splash page where it's like,
yes!
Remember all the great characters?
Oh, my God.
Now you've
it?
Got shitty knockoffs.
Yeah, I got really sad when
it was like,
page.
Oh, yeah, look at that Cable, all those great characters.
Colossus.
None of them are in this comic.
But these aren't shitty
Warpath?
Knockoffs. These are the original.
Actually. Right.
Yeah.
But we have to live with this comic. And none of them are in this comic.
Yeah, it's like they put Gambit in there just to make you sad.
So are you saying you like to make the X-Men great again?
Do
you see how you caught for
like,
a second there? You were like that's what I... No.
But, yeah, it would be great if... Oh, shit, I can't even...
I got caught in some politics.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
I mean, I can take this bullet for you, Pete.
Oh,
if
please.
They went back to this X-Men team, I would definitely read it.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. So he
it's
did
so
take
simple,
that bullet.
So simple the way he said it. I was struggling so hard. I didn't realize how the word great is in my vocabulary so much. So
cool. You're much like Donald Trump in that way. Let's move on with our next book.
Wait, but what did you like about this book?
I like this because it's dealing with all this continuity. It's all these great characters that I do like. Havoc, he's cool.
Nope. It's like... I mean, all throughout the comic, it's referencing how it used to be cool. Like, even the Ice Queen and...
White Queen.
Yeah, White Queen. And
Ice
then,
Man, White Queen.
No, well, I mean, they call her the Snow Queen.
I don't think so.
No?
Do
no,
they?
No, Snow is white.
Right, but...
And Snow and Snow White is a character.
Yeah.
But none of those things are true.
Anyways, all right, so it's just a weird fight because they're... You know, she's talking like they've had a relationship, but he doesn't know that because it's the younger version of himself.
Yeah.
And it's like, this would all be great if it was true, but it's not. So it's like infuriating to be like, why are you talking like this? It's just like, hey, remember when they used to have a relationship and this used to make sense, this kind of dialogue?
But it's like
it doesn't now.
Yeah, because it's a younger version.
Also, right. one question.
Sure.
They mentioned something about Beast knowing magic.
Yes, that's just a simple sidebar that Beast the X-Man knows magic now.
What? Yeah.
He learned magic, and so that's his thing now.
Which is, because it used to be just science.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. Now they're just like,
so
oh,
now
yeah,
he knows science and magic, or is he just magical Beast?
No, he knows science, too. He didn't forget science. Does but imagine Beast... if Bill Nye the Science Guy was like, yo, I do magic now. You'd be like, that's awesome.
I'd be like...
I would have a lot of questions. Yeah. Like, Bill, have you turned your back on science? Yeah. Like, do you hate it now?
No, he's like, I'm the science guy. I've conquered science. I'm going to be the magic guy.
But you can't conquer science.
You can't conquer science.
No. I don't know. Why not? We just haven't done it
so
yet.
So complex.
Right? Yeah, it's just the nature of...
You don't get to a point where you're like, I've conquered science.
I don't know. That's a badass thing to say.
That doesn't make it true.
So no. Can I ask where he learned magic from?
He learned magic by going back in time with Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I mean, okay. When you're hanging out with Doctor Strange...
You're going to learn something.
You know, you're
gonna get he's a doctor. He mastered surgery. Yeah. And then he was like, you know what? I'm going to fuck with some magic now.
I fuck with magic now.
That's not exactly how it went.
No, that's a direct quote.
A bunch of stuff
that's a direct quote. That's a direct quote. You should reread the issue. He lays it out pretty straight.
That. And so now every time he meets somebody, he's like, you want to get in on this magic?
Yeah, exactly. He's like a drug dealer of magic.
I would like to say it was kind of fucked up how, like, you know, we got... There was moments of a great character in there where you have Magneto, who wasn't dressed as Magneto. He's in regular clothes. He's drinking a lot.
He's like Kurt Russell or something. Now. Yeah, he's just like a super cool dad like Magneto.
Yeah, he's just kind of like walking around taking shots. Like,
yeah.
But then he's just like...
He's on his off time.
Yeah, but what's crazy is he's just kind of walking by his desk and then he just like opens up this crazy looking box and then like...
Red skulls.
Yeah, it's just red skull, yeah. Skull in there. No big deal. I'm going to close this and keep talking. It's like, fuck you, Magneto! How the fuck did that happen? You should stop and explain. You can't have, like, moments of things in a comic that are so much better than what's actually happening in the comic.
But this is all in the comic. This all happened in this comic.
Yeah, but it's just infuriating.
So the Red Skull thing has been explained.
He made a deal. He's staying out of this weird fight that Captain America's having with the rest of the world so that he volunteered to stay out of it if he could have Red Skull's head, which has Professor X's brain inside it. It's very
simple.
What? It's very simple. And in this book, for a second, he just opens a box
just
and it's like, yo, do I still have it? And he's like, yes.
Yeah, I do.
But have you ever had something really cool and you're like, let me just check on it?
Oh, yeah. You always look at it and you're like,
let me just look at it, make sure it's still there.
You nod, you smile.
You're like,
yes, I got that
still there. Close. That's what he's doing.
All right.
It all makes perfect sense. It's a comic book. It's very simple. Mm-hmm. Guys, let's move on to the last book we're going to talk about. A little salve for Pete. Punisher, number 14.
Yeah!
You want to add it to the shrine over there?
Sure, why not? Just put it right here.
Great.
I was telling Pete before the show started that my girlfriend loves The Punisher.
Really?
I already know she's an amazing woman.
She is.
Yeah. See,
but
I knew
that.
I'm just saying that's like Pete's number one desire.
Yeah.
So watch out.
Yeah. I'm going to have to. I was telling him that I wouldn't be surprised if I start getting regular phone calls from him, just like,
yeah, like
how's
hey.
Your relationship? Like,
you know, what's going on? So what is so good about The Punisher?
This comic.
Yeah, I mean, where to start? But yeah, why don't we first start about this issue? Because it's just a fantastic, classic Punisher tale. You know,
so classic Punisher tale. To lay it out, The Punisher is hanging around in New York.
Right. And then, like... bad things happen. He's like, oh, I got to go to work.
So he's hanging outside of the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Right.
The Met, I believe.
Because his favorite hot dog cart is outside.
Of course. That's a very New York thing to do.
Right. What's that guy's name? Ahmad?
Ahmad, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. No, really. You didn't know why Red Skull's in a box, but you remember every character in The Punisher.
Well, I relate to The Punisher because, you know.
Yeah. He's very relatable.
Oh, I have to back that statement.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, that was
you're
like, because I've murdered before.
No, you're out. It's late at night. You see your favorite hot dog guy. You're like, Ahmad, how you doing?
Yeah,
he's like, I'm doing great. And then, like, something happens and you got to go to work.
Yeah, you got
to
go to work.
I guess The Punisher, a man who murders anyone he thinks is a criminal, is a very relatable, down to earth guy. He literally.
He's a criminal.
He's like, did you?
It's not that he thinks, he knows. He knows.
These
guys. He goes by his gut.
That is not a thing. That doesn't hold up in court. These guys are just wearing ski masks.
But he's
like,
probably
a criminal. The good
news is it's a comic book, so it's okay.
Yeah. Well, all right. Yeah.
Does the Punisher bother you morally just a little bit, like when you read it?
No, I just think it's so gritty. So anyway, to explain more, they're at this museum, these guys run in and they kidnap someone and they're stealing something from the museum. He's like, fuck that. And he just kills them all.
Right. Because you can't break into a museum and steal whatever you want.
Have you ever seen the movie? Have you ever seen the movie A Night at the Museum?
No, I haven't.
Do you think the Punisher should go in and kill all those fun characters?
Yes.
You want to see Ben Stiller dead at the end of that movie?
Yeah, I do.
Well,
you shouldn't have asked him that.
to be fair, I mean, that movie is annoying.
But I just think that this is a great... I love the moment where it's like... He's like, oh, I got to go to work. And he takes the time to hand his hot dog to a homeless person. And then shoots the bad guy in the nuts. I mean, what a caring guy. I mean, the guy who's trying to rape somebody in the park gets shot in the nuts, and a homeless guy gets a hot dog. I mean, it's just the beauty of that. You know what I mean?
I mean, last I heard, sleeping on the streets of New York City is not allowed. So I think he should have murdered that fucking homeless.
You are so cold.
What? I'm extending the Punisher's philosophy too far?
Yeah, dude. You don't shoot homeless people. That's fucked up, man. You shoot people who's robbing places. Yeah. You shoot people who, you know, are sexually assaulting someone in the park.
Right. So the Punisher goes through. We see the Punisher has a car.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
I don't know, but
what model of car would you say? This thing is bad.
That's like an old school Lincoln town car. Like, yeah.
Yeah, do you think he's doing, like, Lyft pickups as well?
You know how excited I would be if, like, all black car with a white skull on the front.
It's just like Frank is coming to pick you up in 3 minutes.
Frank is going to pick you up. Like, yeah, let's do it, Frank.
Where are you going, Pete?
Wherever you are, buddy, let's do this.
You just drive around with him. Great. Yeah. Never go anywhere. So you'd recommend this book for people who, young children?
Yeah,
all ages.
Oh, it's an all ages book.
All ages.
You got to learn sometime, kid.
The simplicity, what I really love about this book, especially compared to X-Men, is the simplicity of it.
Yeah. It is. I mean, like, these books are truly opposites.
There's barely any dialogue in this book because it's just like
it leaves everything to you. You
Punisher
bring what
kills.
So you're saying the ultimate Punisher comic book would just be a loaded handgun sitting right here on the desk?
Yeah.
No dialogue, just a gun ready to go.
It's a choice. You know, you look down, you see the gun, and there's like, you know, there's a bad guy on the other side of the room, and it's like, who do you want to be?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
That's
pick
the
a
Punisher.
Side.
Great. Yeah. Great. Well, let's leave this behind and move on with our next section. It's our favorite section because you guys make it up. It's your audience questions.
Yeah.
Guys, if you have a question, we will answer it. It can be anything from something about our lives, something about comic books, something about the dark philosophies we just went through concerning gun control. You, sir, you have a question.
First, the silly question. Favorite and least favorite werewolves in comics?
Ooh.
The serious question, you were talking about podcasts and radio, and there has been a history of comic books with radio. There was the 70s Fantastic Four, the BBC did some DC comics. What are some current comics that you think would really work well in the audio format?
Oh, yeah.
Great question.
Yeah.
So first up, great werewolves.
Werewolves in comics.
Yeah.
Wolfsbane comes to mind.
Wolfsbane. She's in this.
She was X-Force, I think.
X-Factor.
Yeah. She was cool.
Werewolf by Night is a Marvel werewolf, which makes sense. It's sort of a redundant name because it's just a werewolf's always at night.
Yeah. I'm usually
werewolf by day would be better.
Pro-werewolf. Anytime.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Strong stance.
Yeah.
Again, this wolf noble, I get it, but when it's...
I mean, if it's like, oh, what do you want to be, either a vampire or a werewolf? I'm werewolf all day.
Really?
Yeah, it's not even a question.
That is a tough one. I like werewolves, but...
Cool.
Very passionate.
Cool. That's a werewolf halfway turning into a wolf right now. Yeah. Really, werewolves have miserable lives. They're always like, what day is it? And then they turn into a wolf.
Well, they always wake up really upset and like, also Oz from Buffy.
Oh, yeah.
Oz from Buffy. He's just so cool. He's got the band and then, you know, dating Willow for a while.
Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf, yeah.
He's a teen and a wolf. That's cool.
That was, I would love to be in both of those.
He's good at basketball.
I don't know, man. It's hard enough going through life as... As a teen, you add werewolf on top of that. I mean, that's extra pressure.
It worked out well for Michael J. Fox.
Yeah,
he was
one
the
guy,
star of the
one guy. The rest of the people had a hard time.
Somebody should write about the other Teen Wolf sucked at both being a teen and a wolf.
Unpopular Teen Wolf. Bummer for him. The other question we had was, what's a great comic that would translate to radio?
You know, I was thinking about this earlier today I was thinking that. That would be such a cheap, easy, cool way for Marvel to start supplementing its books or talking about its lesser-known characters would be through podcast form. Yeah. And I tend to veer towards things that are kind of smaller scale, focus on like maybe one or two or three characters, but just that isn't so wild that you end up in so many different places at once, easy to follow. And I was thinking that Howard the Duck...
Oh, wow.
Would be so much fun. It's so funny, but it's still kind of this noir style, like detective comic.
Oh, yeah.
So you could kind of have that classic style.
Yeah, like a classic radio play, but with the updated of Howard the Duck.
Yeah.
That's a great answer.
I was thinking Daredevil.
Just because he's blind.
He can't see, and you can't really see what's going on. So, like, the listeners in Daredevil had something in common. And
that's great.
Kind of like. Experience things how he experienced.
These are million-dollar ideas.
Yeah, these are great. These are IPU that we're farming here. I think just have this X-Men comic. We can just explain it for the next 25 years. That would be a great podcast. Any other question? Another question. You, sir, right here. Please come over here because the mic cord won't reach.
All right. Hey, I'm a big Punisher fan. I especially like Punisher Max. As far as like the main universe Punisher, though... Do you like think they should keep it more like street level, or sort of acknowledge that he's been a Frankenstein and an angel and all this other stuff?
Oh man,
that's a great question, because we should acknowledge that the Punisher, while he seems like he's just a dude with a gun, he has been a Frankenstein. He was a Frankencastle, is what they called him. Which a lot of people, fans,
did
of
they really call him Frankencastle?
Frankencastle.
Yes,
yeah.
They did. Yes, they fucking did. They had some fucking noob kill him, and it was fucking bullshit. And then you had to sit there and read these fucking Frankencastle books forever.
So I think the answer is, yes. I think that's where we want to go.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Dude. Oh, wow.
Seriously,
again,
so glad you came to the show.
An audience member.
Yeah, I guess
deeply.
Maybe from, you know, a storytelling point of view, each Punisher, I mean, do you think it would be better if they were all just like, each arc was just a one-off? It's like, here's another story about this really gritty guy who's going to kill everybody.
Well, that's the real problem with the Punisher in the Marvel Universe.
I would watch your mouth with the word problem.
Great. So it's a situation?
Okay.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Because all the other heroes in the Marvel Universe don't kill people.
Right.
And he does.
He does.
So he can't hang out with them.
Wait.
And they're like, oh, Thwip got that purse snatcher. And the Punisher's like, fuck that. And just lights him up.
Well, right. No, there are other killers in the Marvel. I mean, Wolverine, the real Wolverine, not his.
Not the blonde stepchild,
interdimensional crazy son.
I really hate the fact that he's blonde.
It makes no. Oh, God, it does. It does.
It
bothers
it does.
Me.
What if eventually.
Yeah,
what if they reveal
if, like,
later?
If
what if they reveal
any
later?
Other hair color would have been fine. But blonde. Is like,
he could have had unicorn hair, and I would have been very pleased.
Rainbow. What if they reveal later that they just catch him dyeing his hair blonde? He's like, what? It's just me. I wanted to look different.
That just raises more questions. And this comic does not need more questions.
Yes, that's one thing we landed on.
Yeah.
So I think it's hard to answer your question seriously to have the Punisher just...
can't walk around... telling people your whole life all the time. It's like, that would be super annoying. Oh, there's Bill, and every time you talk to him, he's got to talk about, oh, when he was a kid, he had this issue, and then he was an angel for a while, and then he was like, it's like, we don't need that. You just move forward with your life. You don't have to recap all the time or bring up.
Also, is he going to, like, tell Ahmad these things at the hot dog stand? Is he just going to be like, oh, man, this reminds me of that one time I was Frankencastle?
Yeah.
Ahmad would be like, please, don't bring it up anymore.
Not
We've
again.
Heard enough about it.
Yeah.
The angel thing was weird enough. Did they, once he became Frankencastle, did somebody find a way to bring him back to life, like, for real, or did they just end it?
Honestly, I think the issues just ended, and people were like, whew.
Yeah, glad that's over. Yeah. Just, give me this character back, please. Thank you.
Yeah, I know, and it made Pete much happier. He still had the guns and stuff. I don't know what you were so upset about. He was just had a bunch of stitches.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. Great. Thankfully, we saw that. You, sir, right there. Please come on down. And you can tell us your name and answer a question. Oh, yeah, everyone's getting free comics if you ask a question. We should say that.
Matt, my question is, either DC or Marvel, if you had to choose any comic book hero that's been in other media but not in a live-action film, what would it be? Which hero?
Like, choose for...
To become a...
To become
to
a
have
movie,
their own movie?
Or just somebody I think is cool. To have a live-action movie?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be Iron Fist.
Nice. Whoa, audience revolting against
that. That's okay.
Absolutely.
I'll fight everybody in it. I won't do that. I love all of you guys.
Aw, he says he loves all of you guys.
Let's see who... I'll have to think about that for just a second.
Yeah, that's right. You have the time. Pete, what do you think?
So the question was something that hasn't been a movie. What would you want it to be?
So you can't just say Superman because they're actively doing that all the time.
Right, right.
Unknown.
An unknown.
Well, it's known because then we can talk about it.
Yeah, right.
But like lesser known?
It's not like we would be like, Dave.
Yeah, we'd be like, oh, what?
You know.
Tell us more. Yeah.
He was an angel and he was a Frankencastle. Oh. Go ahead.
I mean, there's stuff that is in talks for a lot of stuff. So
there's like, most of them.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy now. Like, some comic books get like a movie deal after the sixth comic, you know? So it's like...
Wait, like which one?
A lot of Image comics now are like getting picked up or...
Yeah.
They've been talking about making a hack slash movie for years, which I've been like, please do. Because I love that. Vlad is just...
really stalling on the question.
What's Miss Marvel's name? Kamala Khan, is that her name?
Yeah.
Is that her name? Mm-hmm. She'd be a cool... film to watch.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to, because they are doing a Miss Marvel film in the 90s with the Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel. I wonder if they're going to sort of tee that up, because that feels like...
They kind of did like Miles Morales nod in the most recent Spider-Man film, which was so good.
Yeah,
it was.
Very cool to do
I don't know if they're going to introduce that, though, but, I mean, it's a cool idea.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Starman from DC Comics. I'd like to see him. I think that'd be a great TV show. That deals with like a sort of very regular guy that becomes a superhero.
Yeah, that's also a good one. Yeah, I'm stumped, man. I am straight up like everything. I'm like, no, that's dumb. Nope.
Like what? What's a dumb one? What's well, a really
I,
dumb one?
I'm a huge fan of Constantine, but the TV show did not do well.
And there was also a movie of Constantine.
Yeah, and that also
Keanu Reeves.
They Keanu Reeves did.
he did it himself.
Yeah. I mean, I saw the movie a bunch of times in the theater because I was really like, I got to support this fucking thing. I've
you
wanted
were like,
this for
they
years.
Need my $10.
Yeah, each time.
Each time? You saw that movie more than once in the theater?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
Yes, I did.
What a fan.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good that you did that.
Man, I'm really...
Was it like self-torture, though? Were you watching it and did you enjoy it every time?
There were parts that I was like, I'm going to go this time for this part. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, if you don't have an answer, that's totally fine.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm stalling for you, too.
Oh, I thought Miss Marvel would be a cool one. Yeah, it would be a cool one.
I mean, it's fine. You're just going to really disappoint everyone.
Yeah, I am. I am disappointing people. What's that?
Etrigan, that's a good one. The demon.
That would be cool.
Hard to write that since he speaks in like couplets. Yeah. A lot of rhyming, very difficult. I mean, as a playwright, I don't know.
Yeah, I could do
would
that.
You feel you dear into that?
Yeah, that'd be I just Demon the movie. Latest play that I wrote is in verse all the way through.
Really?
So yeah, I'd take a swing at that. That'd be fun.
Fuck yeah.
Wow. I think we just helped you out here. This is, sounds like you're gonna
I hope somebody with millions of dollars is listening to this podcast right
Oh, we
now.
Only have millionaires.
Oh man, yeah.
So you're in great shape. We just made him a fortune. I saw one last question over here. Oh yeah, you sir. Real quick, come on down. We can get to yours in a sec if you have it teed up, but no pressure.
The X-Men comic book, you both mentioned how you're very not happy with the current X-Men lineup. What is your all-time five mutant X-Men lineup?
Ooh.
Five mutants.
All-time five mutants.
I was really happy with the lineup that X-Force was, where it was like Deadpool and Wolverine and Psylocke was on there, mm-hmm. and Warpath.
All the sharps.
Yeah, all the sharps. That's all I need.
Great.
Yeah, a bunch of sharps.
Nice. Knives, all knives from him. Do you have a pick?
When I read X-Men, it was that classic team. So the Cyclops, Jean Grey, Wolverine, Rogue, Gambit.
Wow! Yeah.
Sometimes Beast, sometimes Iceman.
They're on the
what's
side.
What's with your sometimes deal? Like,
because sometimes they were there and sometimes they were.
Oh,
with,
okay.
Like,
I thought you meant like sometimes
something.
I liked them, sometimes I didn't.
Oh, I liked them all the time.
Oh, okay, all right.
At least back then, not when Beast learned magic though. That just really...
It only makes him cooler.
I don't know. Like,
I mean, it's not like he's
have to
always
see him
doing
do
magic.
The magic.
It's just some card tricks here and there. He's just having fun.
He's hanging upside
he's keeping
down.
It fun. You know, he's just like, ta-da.
Is this your card?
Is this your card?
Yeah.
And then he mauls you.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing with the Beast. I mean, that's a great, like, Gambit Rogue when they were, like, maybe having...
So nice.
They were, like, on again, off again.
Yeah, and it was so heartbreaking because, like, you can't touch her at all. So they were just... It was horrible for him and for her.
Yeah.
But they loved each other so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a weird affinity for like this, like mid-late 90s where they introduced these new X-Men. There was Dr. Cecilia Reyes, who had like force shields, Marrow, and what's his name with the Smaggot, with the robot slugs that were his stomachs for some reason.
Is Maggot still around? Are any of them still around?
Marrow was in this very issue that we read, if you remember. I guess you neither of you do.
Nope.
Great. Dr. Cecilia Reyes was in a comic a couple of years ago, but she's just a regular doctor now. So that's not as fun.
Yeah, that sucks for her.
Yeah, she just has a dermatology practice.
I finally figured out my answer for what I would want.
Oh, that was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
That was two shows ago.
Two shows ago. I want to see a Midnighter and Apollo movie. That's what I want to
That's
see.
Great.
Yeah.
That's not Marvel or DC, so keep thinking.
Yeah.
And we have one final question for you, sir. Yes. Here we go. Come on down.
Oh, this is my pal Ray. This is going to be good.
You wouldn't be able to answer this, but I want to know what you guys think of Punisher siding with Captain America in Hydra.
Nice. Great question.
That's a fucking shitty situation. I'll tell you what that is.
Thank you for asking that.
Yeah,
I'm happy I said that.
It's a shit show to unpack.
Just real quick, let's lay out what it is. Captain America was recently because...
I really think Marvel is saying, like, what's the thing we could do that would piss people off the most?
Maybe they...
Captain America's Hydra. No, people will lose it. We're going to do it.
Yeah. But so Captain America, through the influence of a cosmic cube, he was raised as a Hydra, basically a Nazi, grew up, and now he's in the current continuity taken over the Marvel Universe. And the Punisher, our man, our fun, not authoritarian guy at all, decided to side with him and is just like his enforcer.
Which is complete bullshit.
Why? He's the guy that is judge, jury, and executioner in the regular day by day. Why wouldn't
he
side?
He's not a Nazi, though. He's not on the side of, you know, like, that's not what he's about.
Yeah.
I mean, do you see? I mean, look at just the cover here. It makes a little skull in the stars, guys. I mean, that's what we dream about.
Yeah,
you
he's
know?
A dreamer.
You know, that's just, he's a dreamer.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe the Punisher would be a fan of your upcoming podcast.
Yeah, he absolutely would be. He'd listen to it while he was probably murdering lots of bad guys.
Oh, probably when he was like cleaning his gun, he'd listen to it.
You think he throws a podcast on? He doesn't listen to like...
Why not? He probably gets tired of hearing the screams of all the people.
That's a great point. He listens to just some casual NPR while he's murdering
people. Yeah, listen to some Radiolab. He's like,
I'm sure they'll address it in Netflix. I'm sure this Netflix series will address it.
Definitely.
Yeah. Very excited for that.
Thank you guys so much. Let's move on with our next section. Actually, you know what? Let's jump right to trivia featuring Pete LePage.
All right. This is the part where we give back to you, the lovely audience. It's an opportunity to win $25 free in the form of a gift card to Midtown Comics. Because if you had $25, you go to a comic book shop. Who would like $25 free? A simple raising of the hand.
It's not a
simple raise. Yes, you, casual first hand up guy.
Casual first hand up
guy. Come on down. Yes, sir. Justin, may I borrow your microphone?
Yes, please.
Here, stand over here, sir. Right over here.
Okay.
Great. What is your name?
Matt.
Matt, audience. Audience, Matt. All right. So how this is going to work, Matt, is I'm going to read you a question. Listen to all three possible answers. You get all three questions right, and you'll win $25. Today's trivia is on Ben, so if you guys are friends, you're set. Okay. Here we go. Question number one. Ben won the Peter Schaefer Award for Excellence in blank. Is it A, screenwriting, B, poetry, or is it C, dropping his comb? So it's either A, which is correct, or it's B, which is incorrect. And if you pick C, that's just ridiculous.
Are you trying to play a mind trick on me or something?
Don't overthink it, bro. Say the word A, or the letter.
Well, I know he's a playwright. And the second one...
Just say screenwriting, A.
Okay, screenwriting.
Yes, there you go. Question number two. Ben is originally from blank. Is it A, North Carolina, B, South Carolina, or is it C, Castle Rock? So it's either A, which again is the correct answer, or you could pick B and not get $25.
I'll pick A because I feel bad if I got it wrong because I know him too well.
All right, yes, it is North Carolina.
Yeah, and I'd be really upset if you thought I was from South Carolina. Yeah, that's just a thing. Yeah. The barbecue's not nearly as good.
You are correct, sir. You are correct. Okay, here we go. Last one. This is tough. I'm not going to give you a hint.
Okay.
Here we go. What is the name of the dog who bit him when he was six? Is it A, Sam, B, Spicy, or is it C, Lardass? So it's either A, Sam, or it's B, Spicy. Yeah, that's right. Spicy is correct. $25 free is yours, sir. Congratulations, Matt.
Congratulations. Great job. The dog was named Spicy?
So our family kind of inherited this dog after...
Oh, it was your dog?
Yeah. It was the family dog, but... But it wasn't originally our dog, and it was this just very sassy, like standoffish, angry Pekingese named Spicy. And I grew up.
You named it Spicy?
We didn't name it. No. Yeah. This was like a great aunt's dog, I think. Oh. And she died. So we got this dog, and nobody wanted this dog. This dog didn't want us, and
clearly,
she was just like around. And but you know, like kid, I was little, so like kids always mess with the dog and stuff. And one day I was. She was like eating and some food fell out of the bowl and I was like, oh, I'm gonna help you out and like put this food back in your bowl.
Cool.
And she bit the shit out of me. Yeah. So I went inside and I was like, Dad, I was crying. And I was like, Spicy bit me, and Dad was like peeling apples or something, and he was like, did you bite her back?
Oh.
He didn't even look at me when he asked this question.
I love your dad, dude. Your dad is awesome.
Wow.
Did you bite her back? And I was just like, no. Yeah. And he was like...
This isn't what I want from you right now, not fun jokes.
Yeah. Anyway, I went outside and I bit the dog.
Yeah, hell yeah, you did! Hell yeah!
And does that make you so...
That is awesome!
So from then on out, like, we, for the rest of Spicy's life, and we just always looked at each other from the corners of our eyes.
Yeah.
There was always this, like understanding that
that's
it was just
that human
like,
that bit me.
yeah, like, okay, don't fuck with that guy. Like, I don't even like him. And I was like, I don't like you either.
No wonder you respect wolves so much.
Yeah, I do.
Right on the edge.
Well, you know, like, when you meet a majestic and angry Pekingese, it gives you a respect for all canines.
That's definitely Pekingese, very majestic animal. No one would argue with that. Guys, as we all know, tomorrow is New Comic Book Day. We recommend you go to Midtown Comics because they have been nice enough to sponsor the show.
It's also just a sweet shop.
It's
you know?
A sweet shop. Yeah. It's a nice big store with a lot of stuff.
I'm going
to
say...
What are you looking forward to tomorrow?
I'm looking forward to Predator Hunters number 4. It's kind of a fun series where instead of, you know... They're switching it. They're not like, oh, predators go and they take advantage of these stupid people. They're going after the predators in their home turf.
So these are just regular
They're bringing
people.
The fight to them.
They're going after the predators.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. How's it going for them?
Oh, it's a ragtag team.
Wait, this is issue number four?
Four. So we're just still kind of getting the team together and like seeing how good we are. And they're going to start the training sessions. I'm excited.
In my experience, the most successful teams are ragtag. So yeah. That's great. A lot to look forward to there. I'm looking forward to East of West number 34. This comic has been, by Jonathan Hickman, has been, it's very hard to explain, very
it's
dense.
Very dense, because it's Jonathan Hickman.
It's Jonathan Hickman, but it's set in a world where the Old West meets like super technology, and the United States has the sort of South took over everything else. It's very, very wild, but it's a great, great comic.
Cool. And from what I've seen, I saw two that stood out to me. Of course, volume one of A Nation Under Our Feet, the Ta-Nehisi Coates run on Black Panther, is coming out, and it's been really cool to read. I'm of course not all the way caught up yet, but man, it's just cool. I love how stories like Black Panther and Daredevil are so multifaceted because these guys are they incorporate their professional lives. I mean, T'Challa's a king, so right. Yeah. that's his professional.
He's not punching a clock.
But
let's
like,
just say.
What are the repercussions of going out and saving the world with the Avengers when you come back to your home country and you find that they're in a state of disarray and they blame you for not being there to handle it?
Yeah,
it's just a really cool story. The other one is I don't know how often you guys get into like manga and anime, but I just love My Hero Academia. It's so much fun and it's so cool, and it looks like the latest. Copy of that is coming out tomorrow.
What is that about?
So it actually fits right in with the comic book theme. It's about everybody in the earth on Earth is born with a quirk, which is essentially a superpower. And there's a kid who it turns out he doesn't have one, and he wants to be a superhero so bad. And they have schools for superheroes. It's basically like a university, and then it's like an apprenticeship program where they like take you under their wing and like, you know, teach you how to be a professional hero on this kid.
So it's like Sky High a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
wow.
Just a tiny
deep,
bit.
Deep reference. It was a movie, right? In the late 90s.
Was that on MTV?
No.
Disney?
Disney. Wow. It's a real Sky High crowd.
Kurt Russell was in it. I mean, come on.
All right, yeah. Now, Kurt Russell never made a bad movie.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely true.
What movie would you say of his that's bad?
I mean, I don't want to...
Don't say Tango and Cash, because I'll smack you across the face.
I wouldn't say Tango and Cash. I love... cool. I like Kurt Russell, great, but right. Sky High is not a great movie.
What
let me just throw that out
about?
There. Not a good movie.
Oh, come on. Really?
Is Kurt Russell in a movie called Starman?
No, that's Jeff Bridges.
Oh, yeah, sometimes I get the two of them mixed up. Back in the day.
Yeah, they
now.
Looked, yeah, they were more
the
similar.
Hair.
They had
yeah,
the
yeah,
hair.
They had sort of feathered hair.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, totally. But, it turns out this guy ends up inheriting a quirk from the greatest superhero on Earth who has a quirk that can be passed down. Oh. And so it's about him learning to use that. And also, it gets into some really deep shit just about like the things that children inherit from their parents and, you know, all the ways that people can kind of like, you know, force what they, you know, what they want to project in their own lives onto their children
that.
So these kids come in with all their complexes and they're all competing to be the number one hero.
That's intense.
Pretty rad.
Yeah. Awesome. Check that out. Plug yourself one more time.
Everything on Full Metal Workshop. We have the podcast, sci-fi comedy podcast. It's about a crew of scientists that go out into space. They're going to essentially terraform a new planet when all of a sudden, you know, one, most of them are supposed to be in like a type of cryo sleep. One of them, who's actually the captain, goes off and starts playing with the DNA stores.
Oh,
she
shit.
Ends up creating a whole bunch of new species, some of them sentient, that escape and end up all over the ship.
Oh, man.
And they have to find a way to weather this journey with all of these weird, quirky, crazy things on board.
That's cool.
Yeah. We have the musical coming out, and yeah, we have the Patreon if you want to jump in and just kind of join us for this journey. So yeah, check us out.
Cool. Awesome, man. Well, guys, that's the show. A couple of you want to thank before we go. We want to thank Ben for doing the show.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. This has been so much fun.
It's been great. We want to thank Midtown Comics for sponsoring the show. We want to thank our interns. This show is free to come to, but does cost us some money to produce. If you'd like to support the show, you can head to patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Patreon's the greatest.
They are a great spot. And you can donate your entire fortune there. millionaires, especially listening, please check it out. If you do donate, you can win prizes like shout outs, personal packages from our personal collections, which is not weird at all. Yeah. And you could even be a guest on the show. We also have a hat over there if you want to throw a couple bucks in on your way out for you live people here. We're also doing a Preacher podcast called Preacher Man about season 2 of Preacher. If you're watching that show, you can listen to more of our opinions. Pete, what else do people need to know?
Friend us on Facebook so you get to know about all the amazing guests we have on our show.
Follow us on Twitter where we will figure out the Kurt Russell movie that was terrible. We do this show every single Tuesday night at 8 p.m. at the People's Improv Theater in New York City. Please tell your friends. Thank you so much. Good night.
Good night. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you guys.